is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Now, if you didn't get a word from what was said this morning, I don't know how you're going to get a word. Amen. And because I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the time, and I want to thank Minister Wes Morgan for sharing with us. Oh, I'm not going to preach today, y'all. I'm looking at the time. I was going to talk this morning about victory. Let me read the scripture from which I was going to preach from. You don't have to stand. I'm going to ask them to put it on the marquee. 1 Corinthians. I just want you to listen at these words. Amen. Chapter 15. And we're going to move into our communion service. Paul writes these words to the church at Corinth. 15th chapter. Oh, you've heard them before. And I'll be reading from the King James rendition. He said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In the moment, the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Sting of death is sin, and the strength, praise God, the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, immovable. Always abiding in the work of the world. In the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Right before we take communion, I want us to think about the victory that Jesus Christ gave us by not only coming to this earth, but by going out on a hill called Calvary. Where he suffered and where he died. He did that so that you and I, so that we could live. And because he died, just like Wes Morgan said, because he died, don't y'all know that we could live?
Amen.
Don't y'all know that because he died, and if we have faith in him, we're going to live forever. That's what the word says. So before we have communion, I'd like to have an altar call. Oh, I got to have this. I would like for someone, I know we got a lot of Eli's here today. If you're not an Eli, you are a derivative from that family. I want somebody to stand for Blake Eli family. See, my wife has made it. I'd like to have my wife to stand for her family. I would like for someone to stand for Sister Marge Dexter. I'd like for someone to stand for Brother Stuart Goins. And if you feel like coming and standing for yourself, I'm going to ask that you would come. I know you all have looked around and you don't see Sister Sadie Phillips or Brother Gary Phillips. I want somebody to stand proxy for Deacon Gary Phillips. I saw his brother in the back. Things could change so fast.
Glory.
Things could change so fast in our life. We can be up 1 minute. And we could be down the next. But thanks be to God. Give us the victory. Somebody, give me some volume on this mic. Somebody comment it, because y'all see me sit down sometime now. And sometimes, you know, we don't like to tell folk what's going on with us. But I always tell people, man, I'm going to tell folks what's going on, because I know the power of prayer. you know something? I've been around here long enough now to know that I got some prayer warriors in here. I've been around here long enough now to know that I know we have some people who can get through. I'm looking at this visitor here today. He had to have some praying parents. That drug addiction of cocaine is nothing to play with. And there were some prayers that went up for you day and night. That's why I always tell people, don't you look at how a person's life start out. But you look at how that life ends. And if there's any message that I need to give to us today, stop talking about how people's lives start out.
Come on, Pastor.
Stop talking about how people's lives start out. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Because every time I think about my life, and I think about where God brought me from, y'all just don't know. Oh, y'all see these tears, but these are tears of joy. I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But you want to know something? Well, I always tell mothers, don't stop praying for those children. Don't be afraid of your children listening at you pray. Don't try to be silent. I used to hear my mama walk through the house, sometimes on her knees. And she would say, Lord, take care of my children. Oh, Lord. I'm 75 years old now, and that has stuck with me from a little bitty boy. And I asked the Lord, why wouldn't my mama be praying that kind of prayer? Man, we had no father around. There were seven of us. No daddy. My mama had a good job working, providing for us. Why would she pray a prayer? Lord, take care of her children. She was doing a pretty good job. But what I didn't know as a youngster, I didn't know my mama was going to be taken away from me at a young age. And then it came crystal clear to me what she meant by, Lord, take care of my children. And you want to know something? God answered her prayer. God answered her prayer. God answered her prayer. So we want to pray today. I've asked some people stand proxy, but praise God, if you're standing for a loved one, if you're standing for a friend, if you're standing for a brother or a sister, praise God, let us put our hearts together and let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do. God, you woke us up this morning. You closed us in our right mind. We were able to go over to the mirror looked in the mirror and knew who it was we were looking at. And for that, we want to thank you. Thank you for your love.
Yes, God.
Thank you for, y'all just don't know. Oh, y'all see these tears, but these are tears of joy. I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But you want to know something? Well, I always tell mothers, don't stop praying for those children. Don't be afraid of your children listening at you pray. Don't try to be silent. I used to hear my mama walk through the house, sometimes on her knees. And she would say, Lord, take care of my children. Oh, Lord. I'm 75 years old now, and that has stuck with me from a little bitty boy. And I asked the Lord, why wouldn't my mama be praying that kind of prayer? Man, we had no father around. There were seven of us. No daddy. My mama had a good job working, providing for us. Why would she pray a prayer? Lord, take care of her children. She was doing a pretty good job. But what I didn't know as a youngster, I didn't know my mama was going to be taken away from me at a young age. And then it came crystal clear to me what she meant by, Lord, take care of my children. And you want to know something? God answered her prayer. God answered her prayer. God answered her prayer. So we want to pray today. I've asked some people stand proxy, but praise God, if you're standing for a loved one, if you're standing for a friend, if you're standing for a brother or a sister, praise God, let us put our hearts together and let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do. God, you woke us up this morning. You closed us in our right mind. We were able to go over to the mirror, look in the mirror, and knew who it was we were looking at. And for that, we want to thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your sustaining power. Those who are standing here this morning, some with bowed down heads because of loved ones who just recently went home to be with you. I'm asking you, Father, to lift up their heads. Let them know, Father, that you make no mistake. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You give and you take away. We got family members, Lord, that we, church members, former church members who are going through some things. Strengthen Sister Marge Dexter. Father, I'm asking right now that wherever Gary Phillips is, Lord, that you touch him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, when it's all said and done, we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the glory. Lord God, we got children who are away from their mothers right now who are looking for church home. I'm asking, Father God, that you would lead them to a church that will minister to them. Oh Lord, I thank you today. Thank you for those members, Lord, who are in the hospital today. The reason why I thank you, because you have sustained their lives so far to this point. And Lord God, we know that you have the power to get them off of their beds of affliction. And Lord God, we want to have a reason to thank you today. Thank you, Lord God, for these families that are standing around this altar and even those that are standing in the pews. Lord God, you know what they are in need of. And I'm asking, Father, that you would supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Thank you for the life. Brother Blake Eli, thank you for his legacy. Thank you for the life of Sister Shirley Bowman. Thank you for her legacy. And Father, we want to continue to be able to give you the praise, to give you the glory for all of the things that you do. And we thank you. For it is in the matchless, the marvelous, the magnificent name. That name that is above every name. That name that I know that one day every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. And Lord God, you sent Wes Morgan here to the state of Louisiana, city of Alexandria, to minister to this portion of the body of Christ. And Father, I'm asking that when his assignment is over here, Father, that you would grant him travel graces back to his home of abode. Continue, Lord, to strengthen him in that inner man so that he can continue to sing songs of Zion to you. That he'll continue, Lord God, to preach the word to your people. That he can continue, Lord God, to share that testimony that he shared. Because if God can break the habit of cocaine over his life, we know, Lord, that you are no respecter of person. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What you did for him, you will certainly do it for others. And then, Father, we give you the praise for all that you do. It's in Jesus' name. Jesus. We submit this prayer. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 I hear the Savior said, thy strength in thee is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all and find thy power and thine alone can change the leopard's spot.
This is one I love.
And melt a heart of stone. Now can you join me and say, Jesus paid it all. Us that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he blessed it. He said, this is my body that will be broken for you. Let us eat. Likewise, after he supped, he took a cup and said, this is my blood that will be shared for you. Go ahead, I'm going to give you time. As often as you eat this bread and do drink this cup, you do show my death till I come. Let us all drink. And the Bible simply tells us that after they had eaten and then they drank, they went out to the Mount of Olives and sang a song. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 713-02. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact